It's tomorrow now. I'd kind of promised myself I'd go to bed before midnight. I'm sat very relaxed, very laid back, almost able to fall asleep on the sofa. I've thrown a blanket out for the dog to lie on because she's not really allowed on the sofa. But I've been feeling a bit sorry for her because what with the new arrival with the little baby boy, she's definitely feeling a little bit left out. Sometimes the walks are a bit shorter. Sometimes, this is me closing the laptop for a second. Just need to stop looking at a screen. Sometimes she gets an extra long walk if I need to get away for an extra long amount of time. I have the baby monitor not too far in the kind of distance, well audible, that's for sure. Few grumbles, and I'm just kind of waiting for the next shift. I don't really see the point in getting asleep for half an hour and then getting up and doing the whole feed thing. Last night, feeds were taking an hour and a half to do, he just wouldn't settle. And I'm definitely feeling like a build up of sleep deprivation. You feel like you can handle it for a couple of days, but noises from above. But then something starts eating away at your head the more you do without sleep over a long period of time. I've realized I'm not that good without sleep. Years ago, I was in the air cadets, and we did an experiment whilst away. It'd probably be illegal now to put kids through this. I think I was 14 years old, and I think we stayed awake for 3 days. I knew that I was hallucinating, even though I didn't really know what hallucinations were properly at that point. Waking dreams, strange things crawling across plastic tablecloths on this RAF base, and we thought it was a great, amazing game that we should do this, but it was horrible, absolutely horrible what the mind can do without sleep. And of course, you can die without it. Next feed, I'm going to hopefully slip immediately, completely into a deep, deep sleep. Just like the dog is lying here next to me. A minute ago, it looked like she was running on her side. And now she's settled back down again. Isn't it great? Just passing out whenever you want, crashing out. Falling asleep and not worrying about anything apart from where your next bowl of grub is and when you're next going for a walk so you can wee on somebody's grass and get me into trouble. She agrees, big sigh. Very full day today. I'm expecting something interesting in the post tomorrow. Apart from looking after the boy, not a lot else planned. Loads of editing to do. Almost an entire terabyte of data, photos, video to edit and sort out. So I really should chip away at some of that. But other than that, it's nice to not have any travel plans. That yawn is telling me to punctuate this with a good night. Or if you're watching this in the daytime. Set yourself a time when you really, really demand of yourself you're going to sleep. Because I don't think I'm disciplined enough. I know I'm not getting enough, but I'm not making myself sleep, and I really should. Sometimes just lying on the sofa with a dog doesn't cut it. Have a good one.